Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting third. The DH, Eric Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting sixth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Tony Tarasco. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jimmy Key. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Damon Mayshore. Batting second. The shortstop, Rafael Bornegal. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Geronimo Barroa. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Scott Spezio. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Brosius. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Jason Giambi. Batting ninth. The catcher, George Williams. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Steve Carsey. And now, play ball. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. Giambi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Alomar hits a pop-up towards short. Bornegal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brosius juggles the ball. That's an error on Brosius. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Palmeiro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Damon Mayshore is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Mayshore hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Bornegal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bornegal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Canseco hits a pop-up towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ripken strikes out. One out. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hoyles hits a pop-up towards short. Bornegal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Geronimo Barroa batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Barroa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Key fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tarasco hits a fly ball into left field. Giambi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bordick hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Brosius hits a fly ball into right field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Giambi hits a line drive towards short. Bordick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baroa. Palmeiro reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brosius fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Spezio, and into shallow right field. Surhoff reaches second base with a double. Palmeiro scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyles is hit by the pitch. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tarasco is 0 for 1 in the game. Tarasco hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brosius fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Damon Mayshore is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mayshore is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rafael Bornegal is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bornegal is 0 for 1 in the game. Bornegal hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Bornegal reaches second base with a double. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Anderson. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Bornegal scores. It's 4-1, Orioles. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGwire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGwire hits a line drive into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barroa is 0 for 1 in the game. Barroa hits a line drive into right field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Anderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Anderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barroa. Anderson reaches second base with a double. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carce fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. 1 out. Eric Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mayshore. Davis reaches second base with a double. Alomar moves to third. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Palmeiro is walked intentionally. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into left field. Giambi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Orioles. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Barroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 1 in the game. Spezio bunts towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brosius is 0 for 1 in the game. Brosius hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jason Giambi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Giambi is 0 for 1 in the game. Giambi hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Tarasco. Giambi reaches second base with a double. George Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with key covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hoyles is hit by the pitch. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tarasco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tarasco hits a fly ball into left field. Giambi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 2 in the game. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Damon Mayshore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayshore is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayshore hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rafael Bornegal is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bornegal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bornegal hits a fly ball into right field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Canseco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops it up and throws to first, with Key covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Carlos Reyes now pitching. Roberto Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 3 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reyes fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berroa is 0 for 2 in the game. Berroa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spezio is 0 for 2 in the game. Spezio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Spezio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Berroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bornegal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brosius is 0 for 2 in the game. Brosius hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Giambi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Giambi hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Tarasco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Damon Mayshore is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mayshore is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Armando Benitez now pitching. Dave Magadan pinch hits for Rafael Bornegal. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Magadan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Magadan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave Magadan now playing third base. Scott Brosius now playing shortstop. Tony Tarasco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Tarasco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Tarasco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first, with Reyes covering, for the out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 3 in the game. Bordick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Anderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Spezio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Canseco hits a line drive into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGuire strikes out. Two outs. Geronimo Berroa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berroa is 0 for 3 in the game. Berroa strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.